miracles in the Megillah. Okay, and the hidden miracles start literally from the beginning of the Megillah. The Megillah tells us that Achashverosh had his kisei malchuso in Shushan Habira. That's the second pasuk. He had his kisei malchuso in Shushan Habira. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon makes a huge deal out of this. Why? Because if you look in Perek Bey's Pasuk Hey, it says Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Habira, and that's Mordechai. Mordechai was in Shushan. Why was Mordechai in Shushan? Because Mordechai was in Shushan. Whatever it was, the Jews were in Gullus, in Bavel. Some Jews lived here, some Jews lived there, and so the Megillah tells us Mordechai lived in Shushan. But so what does the Gra say? As follows. In Persia, in Babel, most of the kings... Most of the kings... Most of the kings had their kisei malchuso in the city of Babylon. You know, you have New York, New York? So there was Babel, Babel. The main city in Babel was Babel, Babylon. And that's where most of the kings had their palace, had their center of power. Achashverosh, no, he was in Shushan Habira. The Medrash explained, there are different reasons why, that Achashverosh ended up in Shushan. So what's significant? Oh, that's where Mordechai was. So Hashem worked it out that Achashverosh would bring the government to Shushan, because that's where Mordechai was, and that makes it easier for Mordechai to do what?
To help bring
the Geula and defend the Jewish people. If the center of government was in Babylon and Mordechai was in Shushan, it would have been harder. Let's say Mordechai lived in New York City and the government's in Washington, D.C. He wouldn't have been up on everything that's going on. But since Mordechai, quote-unquote, happened to live in Shushan, he was there for whatever the reason, what did Hashem do? Hashem caused Achashverosh to change from the norm. And Achashverosh brought his seat of government to Shushan instead of Bavel. Is that a miracle? No, not a miracle. Hashem didn't change nature. It's not Kriyas Yamsu, Mr. Fuchs. But that is a classic Nes Nister. It all works out. That's why the Megillah tells us at the very beginning, this is number one on the sheet in front of you, at the very beginning, the Megillah tells us that where was Achashverosh's palace? It was in Shushan, because that's part of the miracle that Hashem brought Achashverosh to Mordechai. So then, years later, when all the tzaras started, Mordechai was in position to do what? To save the Jewish people. That's a perfect Nes Nister. Nothing special happened. It's just a coincidence. That's how it could have worked out differently. It could have worked out differently, but it worked out this way. So that's beautiful. That's number one. We'll do one more, then we'll stop. Pasuk Ches.
Which parak?
Parak Aleph. Hashasiya. I'm going in the order of the sheet. The sheet in front of you. You have to have a sheet every day. Hashasiya kados ein ones. You could drink the way you wanted. What does ein ones mean? No one was forced to do what? No one was forced to do anything. Sometimes you pressure your friend, drink faster, drink more, drink less. No ein ones. Drink whatever you want. No one pressured you. Mr. Fuchs, you with me on this?
Yeah.
Translate. Hashishiyah kadas eino nes. Translate.
It's pachas, right?
Yes.
Drinking was according to the law.
Go on.
There was no coercion.
No coercion. No one. So the theme of this party, Mr. Kuslover, was do whatever you want. Drink a little, drink a lot, no coercion. So isn't it ironic? There was one person at the party. Let's continue. There was one person at the party who was forced to do something against her will. Who was that?
Vashti.
Now that's weird. That's weird. If the whole theme of the party is what? Do whatever you want. That the queen is forced to do something against her will? That's ironic. That's unexpected. That's an Nes Nister. That's exactly the point. That's an Nes Nister. That's why the Megillah emphasizes ain't no nace, do whatever you want. The theme of the party is freedom. Do whatever you want. Oh, if the theme of the party is freedom, isn't it a little weird that Vashti was forced against her will to come in a very to come to the party in a very strange way, no clothes. So that's part of the Nes Nister. So that's why the Megillah emphasizes, do whatever you want at the party, so that when Vashti was forced to go against her will, oh, that's ironic. Why did that happen? Oh, so you would have like analysts on TV, like on Fox News, analyzing, hey, why did the king force the queen to do this? And one analyst would say, this reason. Then someone would say, another analyst would say, yeah, that's ironic, because the theme of the party was do whatever you want. Oh, that's true. And they have a whole discussion. When you see things happening which are unexpected and a little ironic, but those save Am Yisrael, what do we call that? That's Nes Nister. One second. So these are the two for today. Number one, that the palace was in the city of Babylon as opposed to in the city, the capital city was Shushan as opposed to Babylon, because that's where Mordechai was. And number two, that the theme of the party was do whatever you want. And at that same party, Vashti was forced to do things against her will.